listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our powerful series on the gift of faith. While boldness, hope, and courage are all good, they aren't the same as the supernatural gift of faith. In today's episode, Jeff breaks down the differences and shows why this gift, empowered by the Spirit, is crucial in a world that needs more than just confidence. Our key verse is Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 23. Have faith in God. Whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, it will be done for him. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. We've already learned that the gift of faith isn't saving faith or daily trust. It's a supernatural surge of confidence dropped into the believer's spirit by the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, we talked through the pages of Scripture and watched this gift in action, from Daniel in the lion's den to Peter at the temple gate. But today, we need to pause and make an important distinction, because a lot of people confuse boldness with faith. They confuse hope with faith. And while all three are valuable and necessary, they are not the same thing. Boldness is natural, hope is emotional, and faith, true faith, is spiritual. What I want to focus on is how we can discern the difference. Because if we want to operate in the power of God, we can't settle for imitations. We need the real thing. And the Spirit is not releasing His gifts for hype or theatrics. He's releasing them for breakthrough. So let's break this down. First, we need to recognize what boldness really is. Boldness is the willingness to act despite fear or opposition. It's the fire that rises up when you speak the truth in a hostile environment. It's courage in the face of risk. And it's biblical. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1 says, "The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as lions." Acts chapter 4, verse 13 says, "The religious leaders were amazed at Peter and John's boldness because they were uneducated and untrained men." Boldness is a beautiful fruit of walking closely with Jesus. But here's the difference. Boldness can exist without supernatural certainty. You can be bold and still unsure. You can be bold and still praying God comes through. But the gift of faith doesn't wonder. It knows. It doesn't step out with courage, hoping something might happen. It speaks with spirit-born confidence that what it declares will happen. Boldness is a behavior. The gift of faith is an impartation. This ties into the difference between hope and faith. Now, hope is the desire for something good in the future. It's an anchor for the soul, according to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. And hope is precious because it lifts your eyes when life is falling apart. It reminds you that God's promises still stand. But hope is not a guarantee. It's an expectation, a longing. It keeps you from giving up. In Romans chapter 8, verses 24 through 25, it says, "For in hope we have been saved. But hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he already sees?" So hope is future-oriented. It looks ahead and says, maybe. But faith, especially the gift of faith, looks at the present and says, now. Boldness says, I will stand. Hope says, I believe something good is coming. The gift of faith says, God is about to do it. Watch. Now let me take you to Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 23 for some clarity. In today's key verse, Jesus says, "Have faith in God. Whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, it will be done." This is more than confidence. It's more than optimism. This is the supernatural gift of faith at work. Now watch what Jesus doesn't say. He doesn't say, hope that that mountain will move. He doesn't say, speak boldly and see what happens. He says, if you believe without doubting, it will be done. This is the kind of faith that declares before it sees. It speaks before it has evidence, and it knows because it's not based on emotion or mood. It's based on the Spirit of God bearing witness in your soul. So here's where it gets personal. Sometimes we hype ourselves up emotionally and call it faith. Let's just be honest. Sometimes we try to fake the gift of faith. We stir ourselves up with loud prayers, repeat affirmations, or surround ourselves with hype. And while there's nothing wrong with passion, passion isn't power. You can shout and still have doubt. You can preach with fire and still lack faith. And sometimes we're afraid to admit that we're operating from hope or boldness instead of true faith, because we think if we admit that, we're less spiritual. But here's the truth. Faith isn't something that you perform. It's something that you receive. When the Holy Spirit drops this gift on you, you don't have to convince yourself. You just know. You feel it in your bones. You speak and act as if it's already done because heaven has already said yes. Speaking of that, there's a reason this gift often precedes the miraculous. Now let's go back to Acts chapter 3, where Peter says to the lame man, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, walk. That wasn't boldness or hope. That was the gift of faith in operation. There's no hesitation, no backup plan, no prayer team standing by just in case it doesn't work. He simply declares and lifts this man up. Faith moves before evidence shows up, and the gift of faith in particular moves with such spiritual weight that the natural realm must respond. It's heaven invading earth through the mouth of a surrendered vessel. So how can you tell if you're operating in boldness, hope, or the gift of faith? Well, here are three questions that you can ask yourself. Number one, am I moving from a place of risk or revelation? Boldness steps out in risk. The gift of faith steps out because it's already seen the outcome. Number two, am I hoping something happens or declaring that it will? Hope leaves room for uncertainty, but faith speaks with heaven's authority. And number three, am I feeling stirred by emotion or settled by the Spirit? The gift of faith may come with emotion, but it doesn't require emotion. It is Spirit-given, Spirit-sustained confidence. If you're uncertain, that's okay. Don't try to force the gift. Ask the Holy Spirit to give it to you in His timing. He distributes as He wills, but He honors hunger. Now I want to shift to why this matters right now in the church. Because a lot of ministries are operating in natural boldness without supernatural faith. We have fiery pulpits, but there's no power. We have loud declarations, but there's no fruit. The world isn't changed by hype. It's changed by the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5 says, and my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of mankind, but on the power of God. That's what we are after. We don't need better speakers. We need Spirit-filled believers who carry real faith. And this reminds me of the sons of Sceva in Acts chapter 19. They saw Paul casting out demons and said, we can do that too. So they approached a demon-possessed man and said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, come out. And what happened? The demon said, I recognize Jesus and I know of Paul, but who the heck are you? That's a little paraphrasing there. But then the man with the demon beat them down and sent them running naked and wounded. Now the question is, why? Because they had boldness, but no faith. They had mimicked authority, but didn't carry the substance. The gift of faith doesn't echo someone else's words. It speaks with heaven's endorsement. And when you walk in it, hell knows your name. We need to stop treating boldness like a substitute for faith. Boldness is good, and hope is vital, but neither is a substitute for the gift of faith. Boldness may help you face persecution. Hope may help you endure the waiting. But faith, true spirit-given faith, moves mountains, heals bodies, and casts out demons, and it shifts the atmospheres. So don't settle for a good speech when God wants to release supernatural confidence. Don't let emotions carry you where the Spirit hasn't called you. And don't confuse hype for holy authority. So as you go about your week, consider this. Are you walking in boldness, hope, or Spirit-given faith? Have you been leaning on charisma instead of power? Have you settled for optimism when you could be moving in the supernatural? If you've been operating in your own strength, ask God to reveal the difference. Ask the Holy Spirit to awaken the gift of faith inside of you, not for your glory, but for His kingdom. Because this church doesn't need another motivational speaker. It needs a Spirit-empowered church who speaks with the authority of heaven. Now, as we finish up, take this with you. Mark chapter 11, verse 23 isn't just a metaphor. It's a challenge. Whoever says to this mountain and does not doubt, it will be done. That's not hope. That's not hype. That's faith, gifted by the Spirit, backed by heaven, and unstoppable in the face of darkness. Now, tomorrow, we will talk about how to cultivate the kind of spiritual atmosphere where the gift of faith flows freely. Because this gift doesn't just fall randomly. It thrives where there's hunger, prayer, and alignment with God's heart. So until then, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you to walk boldly with Christ. Want more content like this? Click the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Bible Ministries' social platforms, plus a link to Jeff's devotional book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, we'd love for you to leave a rating and review. It helps more people find this message of freedom, faith, and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time gift through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly supporter through Patreon. All partnership options are available through the link tree. Together, your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Join us again tomorrow as we keep diving into God's Word together.